another Fun Facts Friday. We are standing where 95% of the congregations never stood, and that's in the back of the pulpit. And so we have Dr. Thomas here to help us give us a little tour. The first thing I see is that there are two clocks, and neither seem to work. Is that something that you're aware of?
We sabotaged the clocks. they were unfriendly to preachers. Typically the one on the pulpit works.
This one up here.
Yes, and it's
to go real slow. All right, so you got some batteries and
water.
Water for, I guess, for once you've been talking so long. And there's a fire alarm there.
Indeed.
And so I guess that you're the first guy to see the fire. All right, now, what is this? Is this a space heater?
My understanding of that is that's an AC vent. And there are vents on the floor here behind. Before this space was redone, how long ago was that? 6-7 years ago, we redid it and expanded the choir loft and so on, and there's usually a rail that goes down here. We put in extra beds, but my understanding is that one was put in at the request of Dr. DeWitt, because it gets hot in the pulpit for obvious reasons. Well, one of the magnificent things about this pulpit is that it's immovable. There are pulpits that are on wheels that can be sort of moved to the side for special occasions and so on, but this one ain't going anywhere. It's absolutely solid. And it's very well designed for a pulpit in terms of its height, the fact that you can lean on it, in terms of the location of the pulpit to the balcony, that you have eye contact with almost everyone. The only people that I don't really see clearly are the people who sit right in the back upstairs, because the lighting is fairly poor up there, mm-hmm. And it's hard for somebody my age to actually see who they are.
But otherwise, you're taking roll every Sunday.
Absolutely.
I've seen you look around. You're checking out to make sure
absolutely.
Who all shows up.
But of all the pulpits that I've preached in, this one is preacher-friendly. It's a magnificent pulpit.
The steps, I've had occasion a couple of times to be in this pulpit, and the step is a little scary for some reason. I don't know why.
It is, because this one is taller than the next one. And so I usually hold on to something.
You don't want to do a face plant.
No. It's probably going to happen someday.
That will be the day it'll be over.
Well, this has been an edition of Fun Facts Friday. Looking at the back of the pulpit, but it's a magnificent view. That preachers have of this congregation and this building. And we'll be back next week to talk about another item that's here in the choir loft that probably we know almost nothing about.
And no one has ever noticed it.
Right. And it's the Christian flag. See you next Friday.